Time now for Ask the Expert, and my guest this morning is Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Hi, Connie.
Good morning, Joey.
Hope you're doing well. And financial advisors, Connie, talk about managing risk as part of a financial plan. So, Connie, what are some of those risks, and what are steps investors can take to protect their savings and investments? Very important.
Yes, risk management is really the foundation of a secure financial plan. And you can work all your life and build wealth, and then an unexpected event, something beyond your control, can happen and wipe out your savings and investments. So it's important to be proactive and use available tools. And one of those tools is insurance. It's very easy to make sure that you have adequate liability protection in your insurance policies. And most people focus on the coverage in their auto policy that's going to cover damage to their vehicle.
Right.
And they should, but they fail to think about the liability limits in their policy. And what the liability limits do is pay if you're found liable for personal injury or property damage to someone else. And the average auto policy in Virginia covers about $100,000 mm-hmm. per personal injury per person and $300,000 per accident. And in my opinion, that's woefully inadequate if you were in a serious accident and found liable. And the more assets that you have, your house, your 401k, your investment portfolio, and the higher your income, then the higher the liability limits you should carry. Mm-hmm. If your insurance is not enough to cover a claim, then the courts will come after your assets and your future income. So I suggest you talk to your agent about $1 million of liability coverage because it's very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll never, ever need it.
But at least it'll be available.
Exactly. If you do, you'll be so thankful that you have it. And the same is true of your homeowner's policy. Most people don't think about liability at their home, but there are occasions when somebody can be injured on your property, and in some cases even off your property, and you're found liable. So think about carrying additional liability coverage on your homeowner's policy as well. And then there's a policy called excess liability, and some people call it an umbrella policy. It wraps coverage around both your homeowners and your auto. Very, very inexpensive. But again, protects your assets if you were ever found liable. And be wise about buying insurance. Carry high deductibles. There's no reason to insure, in my opinion, small mm-hmm. claims. You want to cover the catastrophic. You want to cover the big deal that's going to be life-changing. And so carry a high deductible. Pay an annual premium because it's cheaper than paying monthly, and focus on big losses that could change your life as opposed to submitting small claims to your insurance, and use the expertise of an agent. A professional agent is your advocate in the time of a claim and can also help you design coverage that's appropriate for you.
How can our listeners get in touch with you if they like information on today's discussion?
They can reach us in our Roanoke office, and that number is 540-772-4545. 540-772-4545.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.